I'm joined by Missy Allen. She is the fundraising specialist for the Great River Hospice. They've got a big event that is happening on February 12th. It is Wednesday, and it is Pack It the Gym in Pink, the sixth annual event, and again, benefiting the Great River Hospice. And you said that this has been a very successful event over the years, right, Missy?
Yes, it's been very successful, and we appreciate the community support we've had thus far, and we look forward to having a bunch of people come out again.
All right, so Pack the Gym in Pink. So how does it work?
You can get your free tickets. You can get them at the SCC Athletic Office at Great River Hospice, or you can show up that night. We'll get you in.
Okay. What is the pink part? Where does the pink part come in?
Oh, they started the fundraiser years ago, and it was pink. A lot of the games, they do the Pack the Gym in Pink. It started that way, and then it just kind of continued on. And, of course, it's around Valentine's Day, so we kind of capitalize on that whole pink thing.
Okay. Are the shirts pink or not?
This year they're gray with hot pink writing.
They do have pink in them. Okay.
Oh yes, lots of pink on them, but a little more guy friendly.
Okay, I understand.
So something different.
So it will have a greater and more diversified audience, is what you're saying, and possible clientele, right?
Correct. And we like to mix it up, so because you know you need to collect all the shirts over the years. So.
All right. Oh, you've got dinner going on at the cafeteria too?
Yes. So definitely plan to do that. 5 to 7 p.m. They are serving dinner in the cafeteria. You can get hamburger or fish sandwich with chips for $2, and that's better than any deal I know around town right now.
No, so. That's pretty incredible. And you have a silent auction and a live cake auction.
The live cake auction is at halftime, and that is a lot of fun. We have 5 to 6 cakes that will be going up for auction at halftime, and those will be auctioned off. So it's fast paced. It's fun.
Who's made the cakes?
There's been a wide variety. Of course, we have Adam Fritz has done a cheesecake. We have,
A lot more. Are you just, okay, never mind. A bunch of people are making them, right?
Yes, we have lots of people that are making them. Ruby's Cakes, there's several cakes. Standard of Beaverdale was very generous and to donate several cakes from there as well.
Is the silent auction, is that going out in the other area then? Is that right? Or
correct, yes. The silent auction will be online soon, and okay. I will post that on our Great River Hospice Facebook page when that's live and ready to be bid on. Baskins be bid online up until 11 a.m. the day of the 12th, and then we'll move them and actually put them at SCC so you can see them and bid live from noon on the 12th through halftime. At the end of halftime, we'll decide the winners.
So. Okay, so the financial part comes from obviously the auction, obviously the cake auction, obviously the dinner, right?
Yes.
And the selling of the shirts, right?
Correct, yes. Shirts are on sale now, again, at the athletic office at SEC, Great River Hospice. We've been hitting some of the SEC home games, selling them too. Or you can grab them the day of, whatever's left. And size small through extra large are $10 a piece. And 2X and 3X are $15 a piece. And all that is profit for this event.
All right. And do you have an idea what you're looking for or what you typically would bring in from this event?
We bring in close to 9,000 each year.
Okay.
So, and we'd surely love to set a record. So come on out and help support that.
Does this go into general fund or does it go into a specific program for the hospice?
It goes to help a lot of things with hospice. Of course, hospice covers anything that is related to terminal diagnosis, so whatever Medicare, Medicaid doesn't pick up, we pick up. So there isn't a bill for hospice on that if it's related to that diagnosis. And then also goes to help bereavement workshops and bereavement services for people who have lost someone in hospice or even community. We serve community members in our workshops regardless of whether they were a hospice patient or not.
Now, I know that you've done a lot of joint events with the Lee County Hospice, but this is specifically just for Great River, is that right?
Correct. This is specifically for Great River Hospice.
All right. You wanted to mention all of the sponsors.
Yes, we couldn't. We could not do this without our sponsors. And of course, so SEC Blackhawks, the Hawkeye, Midwest Eye Clinic, Great River Health, Catfish Bend Casino, Designed by Hand T-Shirts, Custom Apparel. They did our shirts this year.
And then a whole string.
Pritchard Broadcasting. So KKMI, Big Country 103.1, KQ92, KBUR, Hot 97.3, Fox Sports, and...
Oh, you also have Fun City, too.
Fun City.
All right. Well, it's all going in for a very good cause. It's the sixth annual Pack the Gym in Pink, benefiting the Great River Hospice. Again, it's Wednesday, February 12th, 7 p.m., Lauren Walker Arena, SEC, taking on Illinois Central. And again, buy your shirts. You can get the shirts at the SEC Athletic Office or at the Great River Hospice House. You can also join them for dinner, and you can participate in the silent auction and the live cake auction, all for a good cause, right?
Yes, yep, and go Blackhawks.
Go Blackhawks. Thanks, Missy.
Thank you.